Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
We get to the lighthearted stuff right off the bat. Welcome to National Kazoo Day today, you guys.
Hey, do you kazoo? I often do. When I am blue, I do kazoo. Toot tootie toot goes my kazoo. I will kazoo. Hey, how about you?
Oh, boy. Yeah. I don't remember the last time I had a kazoo in my mouth.
Last week.
That's pretty good.
Right? Do you have one right now? That's pretty good.
I don't need a kazoo.
You don't even need one.
Not bad, huh?
That's pretty good.
It's all on the front teeth.
Okay.
Okay. Do you practice that in the mirror or what?
I know.
Damn straight.
Talk about me having time on my hands.
I used to pick up chicks.
That's all that matters.
Fans are upset with Mr. Harry Styles. He recently announced his Together World Tour.
Yeah.
It's a 30-date residency at the Madison Square Gardens in New York City. And ticket prices are nutty.
Yeah, I'm kind of annoyed with it, too.
Are you?
Yeah, it's dumb.
It is dumb.
It is dumb.
Fans who tried to get tickets during the pre-sale were notified that the prices range from $50 up to basically $1,200 a ticket.
How dumb.
And then there's service fees, right, on top of that?
Yep.
As seats begin to sell, fans noticed that the prices begin to go up, 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 and up. One fan said, calling it a tour that is named Together when it's unaffordable for 99% of people is crazy.
Well, and that's what I think artists need to realize. Like, if you want your fans, your actual fans, to come and be attendance for your shows, especially something like this, like Harry Styles is doing something unique where all of his shows are at one place. Mm-hmm. Like, people have to travel to come see him. They're already traveling to be near him. Now you're going to charge them an arm and a leg to be there? Like,
it's a little simple supply and demand.
I know that the tickets
are already high as it is, but, you know, if you can make it.
They should cap that at some point.
They should.
They shouldn't let it get so astronomical that people are like, well, I guess I'll work for 3 months to afford one Harry Styles ticket.
Yeah.
Like, that's silly to me.
Well, you know, CD sales are down, so this is where they got to make up costs.
You know what?
The compact disc sales are bottoming out, Harry. We need to make money.
Go on tour.
I got some Jer on sports. Pretty tapped into the world of sports. Monday was the 40th anniversary of Super Bowl 20, and that was the only Super Bowl that the Bears had ever been in and won. Is it the only one they've been in?
It's the 85 Bears, yeah.
Only one they've won.
Yep,
yeah,
they won.
They won it.
Only
one
they won.
Bears! And now if you got some extra cash, you can buy a really cool piece of memorabilia from it. The Bears sweater vest that head coach Mike Ditka wore actual game. Duh, Bears! It's up for auction. And as this story says, as of last night, I didn't look at where it's at now. The bidding was already up to $82,000 for this sweater vest.
Sounds about right.
And it's an iconic sweater vest. It says, you know, Bears across the front, and he would wear it. And it's pretty darn neat, if you ask me. Something I would like, even. He was known for wearing this. It comes with a like a letter from him as well, saying, yes, I wore this. This is legit.
Authenticity.
It's from my personal collection.
Perfect.
I was surprised he was still alive. I didn't know
Mike Ditka? He's not that old.
He's 86 years old, so he is getting up there. But if you want a piece of the Bears history, you can put a bid on the old sweater vest.
It should come with his mustache.
Hope he's a hair in there.
Okay, so this is the hype where we talk about everything that is trending, everything that's going on the socials. And by far, one of the biggest things yesterday, a couple big things.
Two.
Was Sydney Sweeney's Instagram account. I hate to bring her up again, but again, this is stuff that's trending. And I'm just going to sit back this time, I think. Because I was talking to Katie about her videos that she was posting yesterday.
Yeah.
Which I was watching for research for the show.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Four to five.
I watched it too.
400 to 500 times.
Clearly.
And, like,
not
you had some thoughts about her lingerie line that's coming out. And
100%.
You're for it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, because, again, if we can say anything for these lines that are being created by Kim Kardashian and now Sydney Sweeney, where they're really a woman-fronted line with women products. And, you know, I don't know how much Sydney Sweeney had to do with the actual production, but it seems to me like she had an eye on things while they were getting made. And the thing is when it comes to women's bras, it is really hard to pick them out. We've talked about this before. The way they fit, the way they hold them, lift and separate. It's a big deal. And so a lot of bras that are made by like a Victoria's Secret, a man made that company and a man made sure that the assets were looking lovely, right? The bosom was there. It was laced up. It looked beautiful.
But like, it wasn't comfortable. That
mattered. That's all that mattered to the guy, right? Was it looked good. The woman cares more about how it actually fits. How is it going to hold those girls in place? Like, you got to wear that thing all day. How's it going to fit? And so I am a fan of Sydney Sweeney, a woman creating these things for women, even if it is for, you know, in the whatever time. if it's for
sexy
that
time. Yeah.
Thank you. The sexy time, if it's for that. It's still, there are things in this line that are also like everyday wear. And so I think that a woman designing these is so important because how it fits matters to us. Like, if it's comfortable, that really does matter. So that's why I am a fan of Sydney Sweeney.
You're for it.
I am.
All right.
Yeah, I think it's a good move for her. I think that, she's and I think that she's going to make a lot of money.
There's so much. Too, like, you couldn't ask for a more perfect person to have this product line and to promote it. I mean, obviously, right?
Well, the second richest man in the world thinks so. He's backing the whole thing in Jeff Bezos. So,
she's fronting it.
She is. She's doing a really good job,
she's
too.
She's actually really selling it very well.
She does.
Yeah, by wearing
every
single piece.
Did you watch those videos?
Yeah, they're insane.
Because I saw the videos on Instagram, and then this morning I was watching it on one of the like news, you know, Inside Edition Access things, and they only showed her from the neck up.
You got to crop it. You got to definitely crop the videos.
They cropped. So it was literally just her floating head.
And like the little innuendos and stuff on the box.
Oh, yeah.
And the sayings and everything. Like, it's so... so fantastic.
Yeah.
It's really well done, honestly.
It's kind of cute,
Good for her.
It's
naughty. It is naughty.
No, but you get it. Like, the box makes sense when you're, you know what it's for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do.
It's cute. It's naughty, but it's cute.
All right, what's going on with sports?
Naughty.
Okay, this is a funny story coming out of the golf world. A man named Larry Shea, who calls himself the golf better, which apparently he is not a good better at all. Last week during the American Express tournament, Scottie Scheffler, who is the number one golfer by far and away, and has been for a while now, said that there's no way that Scottie Scheffler will be able to win this golf tournament. And at the end of the weekend, Scottie Scheffler won the golf tournament. And Larry said, if he wins this golf tournament, I don't know what I'll do. I'll eat chili for an entire month if he's able to win this, because there is just no way that he's going to. Well, Larry, he's going to eat his words.
Well, that's the wrong audio.
That's not the audio.
Sorry about that.
No, you're fine. Let's take a listen.
I am a man of my word. No excuses. I was wrong. Congratulations, Scottie Scheffler. Which means until February 25, 7 p.m.
Oh, no.
The only thing I'm going to be eating for breakfast, lunch, and dinner is Wendy's chili. No cheese, no crackers. Just chili.
You're actually spot on with that sound.
I've never had the Wendy's chili.
You've never had it?
Do they do that thing? I've always heard the rumor that they take all the leftover, like, chopped up hamburger and stuff that's on the griddle, and they, like, shove it into the chili.
Yeah,
they
like
say
the
that's a rumor.
And the hamburger chunks.
I heard that, too, but I don't... I need somebody
that works at Wendy's.
Where is their leftover hamburgers? That's what I want to know.
Well, as
like,
you're flipping the patties and stuff, you're going to get crumbles that, you know, naturally get released.
That's not it.
So you scrape it all off, and then they put it in the chili, which would be delicious.
But that's not what they do. You could tell. It's cut up
it
burger
is.
Patties.
It's actually...
I don't know.
It's so good.
If anybody
like
works at Wendy's, call us. 303-691-1640. 49.
No, I'm pretty sure it's fresh cut up patties. I mean,
fresh, never frozen, Katie.
Dave wouldn't do us wrong.
Well, and
may
so,
he rest.
Yeah,
rest in peace. He says that he's been destroying his digestive tract for over 50 years now, so he's not really worried about it. Because it's kind of similar to the
every
supersize
day.
Me thing.
I know, man, I didn't realize. I just thought it was like one of the meals would be chili, but he's just throwing down chili.
Three meals a day.
Somebody from Wendy's, please reach out. We need to know if you're putting the old hamburger crumbles in the chili.
We need that
And it's
info.
Not old, you know what I mean.
No.
It's like the left. You don't want to waste.
No.
303-691-1649. Our phone's ringing. Couple lines. Josh, can you grab those?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Katie, what you got?
Yeah, I just want to tell you also that chili oil to put in the chili, you have to do that. Mm. That is a pro tip right there. Okay. Okay, let's move on to the speed limit changes in the mountains. This story to me is just What? The digital signs in the high country now, so they're going to change depending on the weather. CDOT put in 18 new speed limit signs, and they're calling them variable speed limit signs because, again, they're digital. So if there's some, you know, bad weather up in the high country, they can change the speed limit from 75 to 55, so it's safer for people to travel
Smart.
Through that corridor. Well, right now it is just west of Vail, through so Dowd Canyon right there leading okay. to Glenwood Canyon. So that stretch of highway between 169 and 173, they've got these digital signs. So they're going to be testing it out there and then seeing how it looks for the other places in the highway
That's
throughout
smart.
The mountains. I love this idea. It's going to take some time for people to get used to it, though.
I love this for speed limits.
I do. Well, it's a good idea. Because
it is a great idea.
I can't tell you how many times I drove that mountain pass so many times when I lived in Grand Junction. And mm-hmm. you would be surprised at people who fly by you even
oh,
in winter
on that
conditions.
Highway.
So the fact that they're doing this, I think that's going to make a lot of people safe. So I do like it. Do we want to get to the phones
I have
quick?
Two. I want to get to Yudi and Julie. Let's see if they both say the same thing. Is it Yudi?
Yudi, yep.
Yes.
Hi, Yudi. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Well, you're on the air with us. I was asking the question about Wendy's chili. Mm-hmm. Like when you guys are making the patties and like some of the crumbles fall off the patties, do you scrape it into the chili?
Definitely. So at the end of the night, I work the night shift, the closing shift. So whatever was left over from patties that were made, they put it in a giant Ziploc bag, and then they just use like a big scraper cutter thing, and then they mash it off for the next day to make chili.
And then you put it in the chili. I
yep.
knew it.
So it is just the bits on the grill.
It's bits and pieces.
Yep. So do they use Delicious. Any hamburger patties, though? Because I feel like I get some pretty big chunks yeah. of burger in there. So you've got to mix it in with some big burgers, right?
So, yeah, what's left at the end of the night, what didn't sell, the big patties, they put in the bag, too, and try to mash it up as best as they can.
Mm. Okay.
God, this is, sounds
so that's
good.
Probably why you get some bigger pieces, because it does take a while to mash up a bunch of hamburger patties.
Okay.
You are our expert. I want to talk to Julie. I want to talk to Julie as well, make sure she confirms your situation.
Perfect.
What location are you at?
I don't work there anymore. It was a few years ago, but I was in Greeley.
Okay. Well, okay. Thank you for your expertise. We
yes,
appreciate you calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a good day.
You
Bye.
Too. Bye. Oh, so polite. That's Hi, Julie.
Nice. Hi.
Okay.
Hey.
So can you confirm what Yudi just said?
I can confirm. So what they do is they line up the patties to cook them.
Okay.
And they flip them and flip them and flip them. So some of them get a little charred. Some of them sell. The ones that don't sell get put into a pan. At the end of the night, they get put into the cooler. And then they chop them up the next morning for the chili.
No,
I'm
fantastic.
I'm here for it. Right?
I would eat that.
It's Willie, good. Wendy's has some of the best fast food chili in the game.
It's like, so good. Dude.
It is so tasty.
Julie, are you currently at a Wendy's?
No, that was way back in the 90s, guys.
Okay.
Well, now I'm not so sure. Have they changed their ways since the 90s?
According to the other girl, they didn't.
Yeah,
no, exactly.
I feel like Udi was just there.
Yeah, and we've gotten some texts that are confirming both of these stories.
I knew it.
That is how they
I
do it.
I knew it.
I'm like, this is news to me.
It's
so.
Not urban legend.
It actually it's happens.
Not. Julie, thank you for having us on in the morning and giving us a call.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Well, she was nice, too. Look at that. And why not? You don't want all that stuff going to waste.
No,
oh, it sounds so good.
Exactly. And it makes sense that it's not like a bad thing to do to take that hamburger and stuff.
No, it's but literally a day old.
Yeah. I am such a fan of the chili from Wendy's.
Tracking things down. We're like personal investigators here
You're
on this morning
welcome.
Show.
So
Getting
good.
To the bottom of the chili.
Give me one okay. more, Katie.
One more. So this is interesting. The Great American Beer Fest is going to be outside for the first time. So it's usually in the Colorado Convention Center, right? That's where we've had it for years past.
Yes, ma'am.
Now it's going to be Ruby Hill Park at Denver's Levitt Pavilion. So they're talking about it being just a more immersive festival experience, and I
you
like
puke
that.
Outside.
Exactly. Well, and every beer fest I've been to has been outside, except this one. So it's I like that they're moving it outside, and I don't even drink. So
I kinda
festival
like that too.
Happening October 10th and 11th, and you can start buying tickets for it in June. So I'm a fan.
And I guess October 10th, you're going to be fine with the weather and everything.
Oh, in Colorado. Yeah, 300 days of sunshine.
It was like 82 degrees this last October, yeah, remember?
We'll be fine. Yeah, but you never know. We get snow and stuff right around
You're
that
right.
time, too. But, yeah. Oh, that's good. Have you ever been to a beer fest?
I've been to so many beer fests, Jeremy.
Is that why you had to stop drinking?
You know what? We don't need to get into all of it. But, yeah, I've been to a couple beer fests in my day, so... Yeah, over in the Western Slope, they know how to throw a beer fest. Couple it with the Olathe Sweet Corn Festival.
Oh, woo! Man.
Watch out for those toilets.
Oh, Lord.
You. That's why you stopped drinking.
No, I do like this. I'm wondering if it's maybe too because you can line up more porta potties and have more bathrooms and
yeah.
more access to all that. I don't know.
And I think you made a good point when you said you're throwing up outside. Like those people in the convention center, I'm sure they're like, oh, the beer fest again? Really?
Like, please not again.
I need that day off.
So funny. And I will say it again. The thing I absolutely love about the beer fest is the people that come in with the necklaces. With all their snacks on it.
Oh, the pretzels.
The pretzels. Yes.
The
and
jerky.
Like the jerky.
Yep, yep. Yeah.
And like, I remember one guy had like the Hostess Ding Dongs.
Oh, that's a lot of sugar.
On there, you know? It's like the people are so darn creamy.
You got to watch for dogs while you're coming up to the fest.
I know, right? All right, guys, there you go. There's your very weird Mile High Hype this morning with Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix 100.